You're listening to the Monocle Arts Review, first broadcast on the 10th of March 2015 on Monocle 24.
Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. This is your daily appointment with our international critics and cultural experts to find out the shows to see, the books to read, and the music to hear each week. Today's topic is music, and we'll be breaking out the Bourbon. I don't know, it depends if you're a French king or not, Baylen Leonard.
It's definitely Bourbon.
Yes, Bourbon.
Well, from in Tennessee, it's Bourbon.
I was going to introduce him properly, but you've just heard the voice of Baylen Leonard, DJ and radio presenter and all things country. Welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me, Robert. Sorry to jump in there, but you talk about Bourbon and I've got to...
Exactly, you know, you've got to interject. That's what we want. We want interlocutors that are wiser than the presenting talent on this radio station. That's how we roll.
Maybe if we were
it's
both
not
having
a difficult
bourbon,
trick to pull off.
We'd be fine.
Exactly. I know. I think this is going out, you know, in the afternoon, but there's never a right time. Is there a wrong time to drink bourbon?
Not as far as not the way I was raised, there ain't.
Exactly. Well, tell us, you're from Bristol, Tennessee.
I am from Bristol, Tennessee. Yeah.
Is this a bourbon in the evening kind of place?
Yeah. Well, or a bourbon on the front porch, okay. You know, during a long hot summer's day. Bristol, Tennessee. It's half in Tennessee, half in Virginia, and officially recognized as the birthplace of country music.
Yeah, so it's in your DNA.
It's in my blood. I can't deny it, no matter how. I mean, I've lived in the UK for 15 years now.
But, yeah.
So it makes me very pleased that kind of the heritage and the culture of my hometown is now really taking off in my new home country, and people are really hopping on board with it.
Well, you're one of the people that's spreading the gospel, by the way. I mean, you're one of the people that's making it happen. There's two things we should talk about. The Country to Country Festival.
Yes.
I mean, that's by the way, it's a festival that reaches some a bit like Heineken, some parts that normal festivals don't refresh, right? It's a strange. Yeah. So it's in London. It was at the O2 last week.
It was in Dublin and London. Yeah. At the weekend, and then the weekend before that, it was in Oslo and Stockholm for the first time. Because of course, those areas have huge amounts of country music, not just country.
We've
music.
We've got First Aid Kit. I'm thinking of immediately.
Absolutely.
Sound American. Well, they are Swedish, but they sound American.
Yeah.
None more so.
They certainly sing with. They sound like they could be where I'm from.
Yeah.
With their accents as they sing with. But so that's the first time, it's the fourth year that Country to Country as a festival has happened. And basically what it is Nashville brings over its biggest stars from America. I mean, these are people who play, you know, stadiums and sell them out every weekend in America. And they bring them all over to showcase the finest of kind of mainstream country for audiences in Europe and specifically the cities that we've mentioned. Completely sold out. Not only that, but in the arena, there's that around the O2 in London, there were loads of pop-up stages with over 50 new and emerging artists, loads right. of them from the UK, who were kind of singing and showcasing their talents.
And is that kind of, I mean, it sounds like, as is often the case at festivals, the smaller stages are the places to see the up-and-coming talent. But also in a genre like country, I mean, a lot of the country, some of the tracks maybe we're going to listen to this afternoon have the sort of big production values of contemporary country music or sort of FM country music. But presumably the small stuff is a bit more bluegrassy, a bit more hayseed between the teeth. You're wearing a Czech shirt, but it's actually got some...
Everybody's
some
wearing a Czech shirt.
It's actually seen a harvest.
Yeah, exactly. You can smell the corn on it. Yeah. Well, absolutely. And the great thing with having those pop-up stages is that it can showcase a variety of different musical genres, because country is a very broad church. I never quite get it when people say, I don't like country music, because there's so many genres within country music that you can get with. And so, of course, there's been artists that have played the pop-up stages before that are now going on to bigger and better things. And I no doubt that will be the case this year as well. I mean, with over 50 artists, you got a pretty good chance that some of them are going to make it.
You've got to pick a winner,
right? And yeah, on the main stage, there's a lot of, like I said, mainstream country, a lot of it that has really wide mass appeal, that has a very specific sound to it, a very pop rock. Bro country is a genre that right. recently has been getting a lot of talk, which is basically... it's kind of frat boy country, really. It's beer, trucks, and girls is kind of what that is. But loads of answers and anecdotes to that as well around the pop-up stages and in the stuff I'm going to play for you.
Cool. Well, we better have an excerpt. We better have a clip of our first track. Maybe we'll talk about it afterwards. This is Brandy Clark, Pray to Jesus. We'll take a little clip of it and then we'll talk about Brandy.
Hallelujah.
We live trailers and apartments too. From California to Kalamazoo. Grow up, get married, and when that one ends, we hate sleeping alone, so we get married again. Don't wanna be buried in debt or in sin, so we pray to Jesus and we play the lotto, 'cause there ain't but two ways we can change tomorrow.
That was Brandy Clark, Pray to Jesus. Our guest is Baylen Leonard, the country music aficionado extraordinaire. Baylen, tell us about Brandy. We started off talking about bourbon, how quickly we've changed drinks.
Absolutely. Brandy Clark is somebody who's so excited in country music right now. Her album 12 Stories, that song is from, was nominated for two Grammys. Best New Artist, she was nominated for, and Best Country Album. Now, she was mainly known as a songwriter for a very long time. She wrote for Kacey Musgraves, who was a big name in country music last year and continuing on in that trajectory. And she does what Leanne Rimes, she wrote for Sheryl Crow, Reba McEntire. She's done it all. Now she's doing her own thing. And she's doing something that I absolutely love. I call it small town truth-telling country. Because, you know, she is talking about the people that are listening to this music. You know, she says there, it's kind of holding up a mirror as well to people. You know, she's saying, we pray to Jesus and we play the lotto.
I know, it's a good, it's not a rhyming couplet, but it's a nice conceit for a song, isn't it?
It totally is. And basically what she's saying, it's about people who aren't taking responsibility for their own lives. You know, they're relying on, you know, Jesus and winning the lotto to get them out of trouble, when actually if they would just dig a little deeper, they could probably sort it out for themselves. So she's holding up a mirror to a lot of different flawed characters. She's really about, you know, picking at those scabs of the human condition and pointing out to people, you know, with a bit of dark humor and a lot of wit, I think, you know, where they are in their lives at the moment. It's a brilliant, I can't recommend her album 12 Stories enough. It's brilliant.
And that's got a nice, there's a nice production on that. I mean, it wears its production lightly, you might say. I mean, it sounds recorded as live, but it's got an Emmy Lou Harris sort of, it's got a bit of echo on the vocal there, but not too much. It doesn't feel like it's trying to fill a hall. It feels like it's trying to, it's got a personal kind of, she's singing quite close to the mic. It's got a personal feel to it.
Well, that's what's really nice about
the lyrical territory.
That song and the other songs that I'm going to play you as well, because it's almost like the answer to this really big mainstream stadium country that we're getting. Now, Brandy Clark actually played Country to Country last weekend, you know, because she's certainly going places. But in a size of an arena like the O2, where you've got a big kind of country rock band rocking it out, for her to be able to do what she does and hold everybody in the palm of her hand says that she's something special indeed.
And presumably something about the quality of the songs, the backbone of the songs is there. You can play it in a stadium or you can play it in the parlour, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was just listening to it on the tube on the way here. Not because I was necessarily coming to talk to you, just because I love it so much. And it works kind of in so many different situations. And really nice to see country kind of almost returning to the sound in some sort of way, you know, kind of stripping it all back. Yes, it's highly produced, but as you said, it's got such a lovely, soft quality.
Yeah, it's beautiful. That was Pray to Jesus from Brandy Clark. Sorry, what's the album called?
It's called 12 Stories.
12 Stories. So we're going to Angelina Presley now, grocery store. This sounds again like it must be, I don't know what this is. This is sort of the personal kind of first person country again, right?
Everybody has a story no matter where they are, even if they're at the grocery store.
Standing in line at the grocery store, it's February, as cold as it gets. There's a little girl in front of me, no coat. I try to catch her eye, give her a smile, tell her it's gonna be okay, but it might take a while. Everybody's got something that they're searching for. Tuesday night, standing in line at the grocery store.
That was Angelina Presley and Grocery Store. Nothing more personal than that, right?
It actually hurts to hear that. The truth of it is so raw and sore. It's like pushing on a bruise listening.
It's not Obamacare country. That's the new genre.
Well, this, again, it fits really nicely into this small-town truth-telling country that I was talking about with Brandy Clark. Angelina Presley, that's a great name already, right? But her full name, Angelina Lolita McCoy Presley. You couldn't get more country than that if you tried. And she's from Beauty, Kentucky.
I'm in love with her already.
She is amazing. She's actually, before she struck out and did her own thing here in this solo stuff, she was in a female country trio called the Pistol Annies with Ashley Monroe and Miranda Lambert, who just won a Grammy this year for Best Country Album. And now they're all doing their own thing. She's the real deal, Angelina Presley. She couldn't be more real if she tried. Her father is a coal miner. She grew up in the middle of Kentucky. The whole album is called American Middle Class. And that's what the whole album is about. It's got songs like Dry County Blues. There's one called Pain Pills. There's one called Knocked Up, which is about when she got pregnant and the shame she brought on her family in her small town. There's a song called Drunk. You know, she's really taken in almost more of a raw way than Brandy Clark is, and really turning that mirror on people who are listening to country music.
And I mean, you know, the next track we're going to play is Leanne Womack. We've got three girls here. Is there something about the female confessional? Is that a genre of itself? Does it tend to be rawer? Does it tend to be more honest than the men's stuff?
At the moment, it definitely seems that way. I mean, I mentioned bro country earlier, and there's been quite a bit of a backlash against that, saying it's misogynist and it's formulaic and all those things. But, you know, that's mainstream country. It's selling records. I picked all women on purpose just because they seem to be doing much more exciting and interesting work at the moment. There are really interesting guys in the country scene. Sturgill Simpson comes to mind. He blows everybody out of the water. But these women that I'm playing for you today, there's something about the stories that they're telling that's really touching a nerve at the moment. And they're doing something really special. And it was just International Women's Day as well. Maybe that was kind of on my mind.
We can raise three cheers to that. You mentioned that Angelina Presley was in the Pistol Annies.
Yes.
I think of sort of country supergroups, the Dixie Chicks, and then I think of politics. Are these three women that we have before us today, are they politics with a small p? They're talking about they're talking about their own politics. They're talking about female politics rather than, you know, Democrats and Republicans, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all three of the women that I'm playing for you today, and all three of the Pistol Annies, they're very much strong, outspoken feminists, I would call them. You know, they're talking about misogyny in not just music and the industry, but in a daily basis in a small town. And yeah, small town politics the class system as well seems to be a very big thing. Certainly with Brandy Clark and Angelina Presley, you know, they really get their teeth in that. And the thing about that is you can't fake that. You know, you can go and study about class in school, but unless you've been knocked up at 18 in a small town in Kentucky and you're standing in line at the grocery store, you can't really talk about it with too much authority. And I love that she says grocery store instead of grocery store, because when I was growing up, that's how I pronounced it. And it wasn't until I moved to New York City and I said grocery store and somebody corrected me that I knew I was wrong.
See, that tells you all you need to know about class. Maybe it's something to do with rhyming and scanning.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to take our last track now. This is Leanne Womack. Sounds like she's taking us to Maryland. This is Tomorrow Night in Baltimore.
Her head rolls back and forth against the pillows of her long black shiny hair as she contemplates the ecstasy of some other love that now she wished was there. If she could only realize that the love he has could beckon her command. Instead of laughing endlessly and pushing back advances with her hands. Every night he sees her, leaves a night there of illusions when she's gone.
Well, that sounded like effortless stuff there.
Yeah, Leanne Womack, she sold over 6 million albums, huge country star, big in the 80s, and has now returned with kind of a simpler pure sound. Again, that album, The Way I'm Living, Grammy nominated for Best Country Album. And truth telling as well, but this a bit more about life on the road. I mean, she's been a country star for a very long time, so that's now her reality. And she loves referencing the good old bad times, you know, but in a very contemporary way. This is one of the ones that, as a whole, the album is really one of those albums that you can listen to from start to finish, tells a story, and it should be taken as a piece. This, Tomorrow Night in Baltimore, is a real standout track for me. And she played it country to country as well.
Nice. And I love that bit of, I love the little bit of squally guitar coming in there, a little bit of heaviosity ensuing for Leanne Womack.
You can slap your thigh to that.
Indeed, you can. That sounds like it was more the stadium end of things, maybe there. Well, Baylen Leonard, thank you very much. I hope that you're going to become a fixture in this slot. So in order to do that, you've got to pass one small test. Have you ever wrestled a hog?
I've wrestled a hog. I won a ribbon for it when I was 13 at the county fair. Absolutely, I can do that.
That's what we want from our country music correspondent extraordinaire.
Except you got to say wrestle.
Rustle a hog.
Yeah, there you go.
Rustle a hog.
Yeah.
What a great pleasure. The music review was today. Thanks to you, Baylen Leonard. And our team behind the glass, the Monocle Arts Review, was produced today by Paul Noble. And I've been Robert Bound. Until tomorrow, where Matt Wolfe will be joining us to talk about theatre. Thanks for tuning in.